Please have your Bibles turned to Isaiah 49, our text for tonight. We all know the most populous nation today on earth is the Chinese people. And oftentimes we wonder whether God, who is blessing our people, has anything to say about China and the Chinese people in the Bible. And tonight, thank God, we read about China in the passage we have read. Do you recognize it somewhere? Please look at verses 11 and 12, the last two verses. And amazingly, we find that God did not altogether forget about China. Isaiah 49, verse 11, says here, I will make all my mountains away. My highways shall be exalted, meaning to say the gospel highway that God will open will be a marvelous way for all peoples to travel on. Verse 12, behold, they shall come from far and lo, these from the north and from the west and from the land of Sinim. Did you know that China is also known as Sinim? When the Japanese invaded China, we call that the Sino or Sino-Japanese War. And when it came down to Indochina, it was a Sino-Indo-Chinese campaign. Sino is the derivative from Sinim. So you've learned something tonight. I think most of us did not know it. But by the way, can we inform the controllers of the air conditioning that something's not working up there? Can please, Brother Stephen Lee or someone who... Something's wrong, isn't it? All right, thank you. You're looking into it. So, we're going to sing some Chinese songs tonight. Those of you who have this, you can turn to it. The rest of us will sing from OHP because... We can all sing in the Chinese dialect, yeah? This is number 60, to give us an opportunity to sing in our mother tongue. Thank you very much, Chong Kiat. Which is number 60 in your songbooks. So you can either sing, you prefer English, you have English there, otherwise you read the actual Chinese words, otherwise the Hanyi Pinyin is up here. Tian Tang Shi Wo Jia. We hear the music. It tells us that we here on planet Earth in beautiful Singapore are but travelers, making our ways to our heavenly home. Dear friends, do you realize this? Heaven is our home. Singapore is only a temporary shelter that God has opened to us for us to be comfortable on planet Earth. But Tian Tang, that is heaven, is where you're heading for. How are you getting there? There is only a way. It is our home, but that home is only for those who are washed in the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now hear the music, we're going to sing this. It's very Chinese, by the way, the tune, eh? And I think it goes well with us all here. Ready, everybody?
天堂是我家，回家吧，世界无可挂。天堂是我家，回家吧，世界无可挂。
When it says 世界无可挂 means There is nothing worthwhile for you to put your heart on the planet Earth. All you use here is but currency to tide you over. Do not fix your affection on things on earth. Dear friends, tonight's message is on the liberation of humankind from the fetters of sin and of Satan. Who can do it? Only our Lord. And Isaiah is the gospel prophet who tells us all that is coming ahead, not just for the Jews, but for the Chinese, for the Indians, for the Muslims, for all people. There is a way of salvation for them to get to planet, out of planet Earth to our heavenly home. Again, let's sing this. 天堂是我家，回家吧，世界无可挂。天堂是我家，回家吧，世界无可挂。Isn't that true? There's nothing on earth worth your putting your heart and affections here. Here, let's hear the ladies. You sing better for us, please.
天堂是我家，回家吧，世界无可挂。
When the ladies sing it, it sounds so nice to go to heaven, isn't it? Yeah, it's so sweet. Their voices. Now let the men join in together, everybody.
天堂是我家，回家吧，世界无可挂。天堂是我家，回家吧，世界无可挂。
Some of you are learning this first time tonight. For most of you, it's only a recent acquisition that you've just learned. And you ask me, where did you get that song from? Here it is. This book is just out. John Sung's Diaries. The journal once lost. Lost because it was impounded by the communists who didn't like people to read the story of John Sung. John Sung was the greatest evangelist of the 1900s. 100 years greatest preacher and evangelist on planet Earth, John Sung. I received my salvation under his preaching. So did all those who are actively serving the Lord today. Most of them are gone because he came here in the 1930s, 70 years ago. When he preached, now you ought to read this. I cannot explain and tell you what is in this book. It's 550 pages. By the way, if you are interested to buy, to receive a glimpse of the revival that God sent to us who sang this, 天堂是我家. This is the book, the life and ministry of one Chinaman. Yes, it's all here, and call it the book room. I don't believe we have it yet. There are just a few copies, but we will let you have it through the Sunset Gospel Service at 20% discount. Okay. Remember this. It's called The Journal Once Lost. You see this man standing there? When he came and preached, no place could contain the number of people who wanted to hear him. When he left, everybody is weeping, crying because of the bond that had been built up between him and those who are blessed under him. So we'll sing the sequel to this. If heaven is our home, let's go home. 归家吧. All right. See that? 归家吧. 归家吧. 不要再流荡. Don't dilly-dally on planet Earth. You will get lost here if you think of Earth all the time. All right. Let's hear this. This one is familiar, the tune is familiar. Alright, everybody singing.
归家吧, 归家吧,
不要再流荡，在天父伸开双手，渴望你回家。Jesus opens wide his arms, hoping and waiting for us to come home. How many of you are still wandering in the wilderness of earth, not knowing where we are going, but just enjoying the things of this life? No. Let us go home. Let us prepare. Encourage one another. We sing again. 回家吧，回家吧，不要再流荡，在天父伸开双手，渴望你回家。When we sang this during his meetings, multitudes of people turned to the Lord in repentance with tears. Today's so-called rallies are to make people laugh with jokes. That is not revival. That is commercialism. People go there and laugh their heads off and say, wonderful, we can't stop laughing. Laughing revival. Laughing doesn't bring revival. You only fill the pockets of the entertainers. Revival is when we repent of our sins and turn to God. And this is what it is. Then we sing the next song. And this is the message of John Sung. What is the message of John Sung? 基督耶稣降生。Why did Jesus come to earth? The prophet Isaiah talked of the coming of a savior, a servant of God, someone who God will send. But when he came, people did not recognize him. They will not have him. What did they do to him? They killed him. And this is the story, but he came to save us. How did he save us? He gave his own life for us. On the cross, he paid the price for you and for me. And because he went that way, he fulfilled the Father's purpose and plan for you and me, that we have a way into the heavenly home out of planet earth. This is the story of Isaiah the prophet. Isaiah preached that people may turn to God, not just to save the Jews from Babylon. That was the superficial message, the apparent message. Oh, my people are captives in Babylon. They should return to Jerusalem. That's right. But the greater story and the greater message is that you and I leave our sinful past and turn to God. This is it. 基督耶稣降生。Alright, we'll sing this.
基督耶稣降生，为要拯救罪人，在罪人中我是罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯。
Try English, all of you more comfortable in English. It's 95. In case you don't have it, it is 95. Alright, together everybody.
Christ Jesus came into this world to be the sinful man. Of sinners I am the chief. And yet he pardoned me.
Can I ask you a question? Who said this? Who said this? It's all there. This is a faithful saying, says Paul, when he had been Saul, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, of whom you are chief, I am chief. We all are sinners, and before God we all stand condemned. But he came to open the way by his own precious blood on the cross of Calvary to save you and me. Christ Jesus came into this world. Let's sing it again in English.
Christ Jesus came into this world to save us sinful men. Of all sinners I am the chief, and yet he pardoned me.
If you have not trusted the Lord Jesus, may these words speak to you. If you have not confessed your sins and come repenting to the foot of the cross to receive the Savior, these words are for you. The message is to all who are sinners. And if you are not a sinner, you do not need Jesus. But they say, dear friends, may the Holy Spirit speak to you tonight. As Isaiah wept for his people, as he preached the gospel, return to your Lord, return to God. So I say the same thing to all of you here. If you have not turned to the Lord, tonight is the opportunity, the night of opportunity. We sing the last time in Mandarin.
基督耶稣降生，为要拯救罪人，在罪人中我受罪亏，然而我蒙了怜悯。Thank
you. Isaiah chapter 49. Please turn there. God called Isaiah to be his prophet in a time of great falling away. The nation were taken captives to far off Babylon. Here is Isaiah preaching the gospel of repentance. Why were the people there? Answer, because they had sinned against their God and God was punishing them. Punishing with the view that they will, through the punishment, return to God. Realize their sinfulness, how they rebel against the God of their salvation. And this message applies to all of us today. But it is not just redeeming them out of the captive from the faraway Babylon. The greater message beyond this physical deliverance is emancipation from our sins. Christ Jesus came into this world to save us sinful men. Of all sinners, I am the chief. This is the message of Isaiah. Listen, O us, verse 1. Listen, O us, unto me, ye people from far. Why? Why is Isaiah talking to the people in the islands, from far away, much further than Babylon, much further than Israel? Why? Because the message of the gospel was not for the Jews alone. The message of the gospel is for all people, Chinese, Indians, Europeans, Americans, are all over the world. You people in the isles far away. England is an island, Australia is an island. So this message is for people living in the islands far away, in the lands far away beyond the Holy Land. All people on earth, there is a Savior. This is the gospel message. Dear friends, we are still in the age of the gospel. The gospel age is today. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Are you doing anything about it? This is the message. We who have the gospel must go. Verse 2. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. Here is the Lord Jesus, the servant of God, sent. And he says, he has made my mouth a sharp sword. What is a mouth a sharp sword? This is prophetic language. What is God's word likened to? The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And so it is. How does Jesus conquer hearts? Not like some conquering Savior, as Muhammad was, with a sword he conquered, and they all bowed down because the sword was sharp. That regime is on earth today, always giving great trouble to the rest of the world by the terrorism, and the acts of terrorism. People are afraid of bombs, of terror, of aeroplanes flying into buildings, and so on. Those things are terror. No terror can save anybody. No terror can subdue any heart. For a time, yes, but not forever. What can subdue hearts? The sharp sword that comes out of the mouth of God. How were you saved? By the sharp sword of God. The word of God that penetrates your heart to tell you, you are a sinner, lost and undone, and you face the judgment of God. And that sharp sword tells you, turn to the Savior. He loves you. Although the sword is sharp, yet it is the sword of love. The word of God is to cause you to examine yourself. Look in your own life, how you are faring, what you are doing, how you live your life. These things are known to God. There is a sharp sword of God. Verse 2, He hath made my mouth a sharp sword. You know, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And by that word, we are condemned if we refuse and reject that word. By that same word, we are saved. How are you tonight? Are you saved? Have you heard the word? Have you received the word into your heart and into your life and let it change you? There is nothing can change a person except the word of God. When the word of God comes in, you realize what a sinful person you are. And you are lost and undone. And the same word says, Christ Jesus came into this world to save you. Sinful person, sinful man, sinful woman. Turn to Him. Of all sinners, you are the chief, and yet He pardoned you. There is hope, there is life, by the word of God. So verse 2, He hath made my mouth. Who says this? You see, this is Old Testament. And Isaiah is talking of coming salvation in the New Testament times. The Lord Jesus is God's servant. And who is this servant? God's Son. He will come and He will save. Verse 3, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Now we could run on to verses 5 and 6. Now saith the Lord that formed me from the womb to be His servant, to bring Jacob again to Him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. What do you mean by all this? You know, when Jesus came, the angel announced that which will be born in your virgin womb to Mary is of the Holy Ghost. He is the Holy Son of God. But when He came and grew up, they say, who is He? Isn't He the son of the carpenter? And so His own received Him not. He came unto His own received Him not. They rejected Him. This is a prophecy, a prediction. Jesus will be rejected. But this is God's plan. Amazing that God plans for His Son to come and fail in His so apparent mission that the people crucified Him. But in that crucifixion, they fulfilled the wonderful, eternal plan of God for you and for me. This is a mystery of redemption. Do we understand? Today, the world does not accept Jesus. The world is still thinking of, well, Jesus crucified, killed, rotted away in the tomb. He's dead and gone. No friends. No friends. We are here tonight because the living Jesus by His Spirit has called you. You cannot be here and willingly serve Him except the living Spirit of Jesus Christ came to you. That is the proof. Christ liveth in me. And of course the eyewitnesses were there. All the eyewitnesses during the 40 days that Jesus Christ was on earth after His resurrection testified. God had a plan. His own Son is the sacrifice for our sins. In the Old Testament, all the thousands and thousands of animals that they had to sacrifice, they were only looking forward. A sign that Jesus has to come. before he comes, sacrifice those animals in faith, looking to the coming of the Son of God to be the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. They were just looking forward. Now when Jesus came, his own received him not. They knew him not. They put him to the cross. But he fulfilled God's plan. And God will accomplish his own purpose. In the last part of verse 5 it says here, though Israel be not gathered, yes, Jesus came. Did the Jews receive him? No. Did they believe him? No. So it says here, though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, because in his submission to the plan of God, Jesus died on the cross. And that is the greatest event of all creation since day of creation till now. In all of history, the greatest event is Christ died for my sins, is the greatest event. And following, of course, the resurrection. But had Christ not died, we have no way, no salvation, no life, no hope, no future, nothing. So it says here, though Israel be not gathered, today you go to Holy Land. We have a group there right now, 19 people in Holy Land. And if you try to witness to a Jew, they get very angry. The Jews have rebelled against their own Savior. This is the fact today. So you say, though Israel be not gathered, has Israel repented and gathered back to God? Answer is no. Why? Because God has blinded their eyes, that they did not recognize their own Savior. But there will come a day when God will open and take the veil and the covering over their eyes, and they will recognize Jesus, whom we crucified, is Messiah. That day is coming. Now read on. Yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord. Is Jesus glorious? Amen. He rose from the dead the third day, and God therefore has honored him and given him a name which is above every name on earth. Every name, and one day every tongue will confess Jesus is Lord. Every knee will bow before him. There is no choice in those in that day, because God has honored his own Son for obeying his word, obeying his will to go to the cross. In the eyes of the Jews, one of the criminals that we execute from time to time, that's it. A failure. But the failure was a fulfillment of God's almighty plan. So, how did Jesus do it? Here is the answer. The last part of verse 5, the very last sentence. In the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. God raised Jesus from the dead the third day according to prophecy, according to his own will, that my son will die for the sake of the lost people to be saved, and he will rise. I will raise him up. He is my strength. Is he your strength? Oh, my friends, who is your strength? How are you going to survive the tempestuous days ahead? There is going to be great tribulation on planet Earth. Do you know that? Now let's read on. Verse 6. And he said, it is a light thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribe of Jacob, to restore the preserve of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles. Here it is. God's salvation plan is not for the Jews alone, but primarily and initially for the Jews. But salvation is of the Jews. You understand? There is no salvation except of the Jews. Which Jew? Jesus Christ. Born a Jew. According to prophecy, according to God's plan, salvation is of the Jews. You have to acknowledge it. But then you must go with that salvation and tell the people of the world, Jesus has come. Jesus has died. Jesus is coming again. He will come as a judge. Be saved before He comes. Last part of verse 6, please see, I will give thee for us a light to the Gentiles. Yes, God's salvation is to the Gentiles, and I will conclude with what God is doing in China today. In the land of Siam, among the Gentiles who are the Chinese, in the most populous country of the world, there God is doing a great work according to what He has said here in verse 6. Listen, I will give thee for a light to the Gentiles, to the Chinese. Today it is said something like estimated 10,000 souls are being saved every day in China. Can it be? Please understand, there are 1,300 to 500 million Chinese. And our brother Kok Hyung, who has been there for the last 12 years, 13 years, going to be 14 years, him alone preaching have brought thousands to the Lord Jesus Christ. Today there are thousands of preachers in China preaching the gospel, showing the light through that sharp two-edged sword that comes out of the mouth, the Word of God. The Word of God is convicting sinners of their sins, turning them to salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 6, the last part. I will give thee for a light to the Gentiles, to the Chinese, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. So it is, we are told by our departing Lord Jesus, before He went to heaven, what did He say to all the people who came, all His disciples? Go ye into all the world. And this is why we are here tonight. This is why we started this church, in obedience to the command of our coming Lord Jesus Christ. And this morning I preached here, are you ready for His coming? And I say again to all of us here, the greatest event on planet Earth ever to happen after the flood of Noah is the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are just two events. Listen carefully. There are just two events in the whole history of planet Earth that affects every human being on planet Earth. Two events. The first was the flood. Noah, preacher of righteousness, preached 120 years. While he was building the ark. The ark is a strange craft, said to be about 10,000 tons in capacity. And as he preached, he built. And people said, Noah, what are you doing? Oh, I'm building an ark. What is an ark? It is a shelter. For what? Oh, just to put some animals and my family. Why? Because it's going to rain. But the people laughed at him. They mocked at him. They made a joke of him. Oh, silly old man. Why was it silly? Genesis 2:5 says, the Lord God had not caused it to rain on planet Earth. Please understand this. We cannot project physical conditions on earth today to 5,500 years ago or 6,000 years ago, for example. The conditions are very different and they change according to the Creator's wish and will and according to His power. Genesis 2:5 says, and the Lord God had not caused it to rain on planet earth. So the people came and said, Noah, what a fool you are. What are you talking of rain? So they were. They thought they were too smart. And Noah preached for 120 years while building the ark. When the rain came, there was nowhere they could go because God shut the ark. You know that? Not nowhere. If it is left to Noah and his relatives came, Noah, please open. Noah will surely open. And very soon his ark will be sunk. Because everybody wants to get onto the ark. God shut the ark. I say, dear friends, as I want to remind you again, there are two events in history that must affect everybody on earth. Supposing you had been there and Noah had preached and you never believed, what will happen? On that day, actually, God shut the door for 7 days and all the people were laughing, joking, what a fool, shut the door and nothing happened. How long? 7 days. On the seventh day, God opened the windows of heaven and broke the fountains of the great deep, and water came. First time ever on planet Earth. And that water never stopped for 40 days, 40 nights, until it covered the highest hills, 22 feet. By then, all the people had been fleeing the lowlands for the highlands, fleeing the highlands for the mountains, fleeing the mountains by climbing trees on the mountain tops, until they could not go further, until the water came and took them all away. That is the first judgment of God on earth. You believe it? You don't believe it? Next time you go and top up the petrol in your motor car, and you say, fill it with gas. Let me ask you, where did the gas come from? Please. Where did the hydrocarbon come from? During the flood, all this great vegetation, great trees went down into the flood, mixed with the earth, the topsoil that was for the first time wet because of the rain, like cement, they all sank down. Trees first, sediments afterwards. So you have rocks, trees, and underneath is the red hot core of the earth. What do you have there? A pressure and a heat chamber. Today, in Melbourne, one of my friends told me they have a laboratory and they put wood chips into the machine and out of the other side comes oil in half an hour. Scientists tell us a long story of lies that, oh, petroleum comes from microorganisms over billions of years to produce that petroleum. You know why do we call it petroleum? Petroleum comes from two words. I'm telling you this story so that you understand this was a fact and a story of history. Petroleum, petra is stone. Oleum is oil. Petroleum means stone oil. In Chinese, they say, sir, you? Why stone oil? Why stone? Where did the stone come from? You go to any place on planet Earth, you will see every mountain, every hill is of this stratified rock laid down at the flood. And all the oil is found only beneath rock, nowhere else. Understand? Where did the flood, where did the oil come from? Where did the hydrocarbons come from? Answer, the flood. Yes. Laid down all the rocks. All these are seen around the world. You go to the polar regions, you go to equatorial regions, everywhere is rock. Underneath is hydrocarbons. Coal, oil, gas, three things. All those of you who are scientific minded, you understand this. So this is the first event that God used to judge the earth. Now, Jesus says, you ask me, when is my coming again? And I'm telling you to connect this with Isaiah's gospel. Isaiah says, repent, because the Son of God is coming back to judge you. The second great event on earth is judgment. Judge is coming back. How is he going to come back? It says here, my God shall do it. He is my strength. You don't believe me, you wait and see. The Lord Jesus will come back because this is God's plan. And how will he come back? From heaven where he went to. I said, dear friends, before we go home tonight, I ask you the final question. Are you ready for his coming? As in the days of Noah, when men will not believe there was going to be a flood, in the time of my coming back, men will not believe that Jesus can come back. This is the analogy, the comparison. Are you ready? Dear friends, 天堂是我家, heaven is my home. You believe it? Christ Jesus came into this world to save who? Save you. Save me. And he says, I'm coming back again. I'm coming again. When he comes, he is coming as judge. But those of us who are here sitting, believing, putting all your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will not be judged. Only unbelievers will be judged. What will you be doing at that time? You will be rejoicing. And he will be welcoming you. Yes, Lord Jesus, come. Come tonight if it is your will to come. But I say, be ready. Are you ready? What is the story of all these things? Of Isaiah preaching to the people, repent, get out of Babylon, God will come and save you. It's only a minor expression of God's great love. God loves not only the Jews who are in Babylon, God loves us who are in China, in Singapore, that we will depart from our Babylon, the land of sin and suffering and captivity. You leave your captivity. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ and be ready, because if you receive Him today, you will welcome Him when He returns. Are you ready, dear friends? Are you? God bless. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, speak to our hearts tonight. To know that Thou hast a plan for planet Earth, and Thou hast been extra gracious to the people of Sinim, China. And today there are 100 million believers in this great land. May we all receive the same message of going and telling those who are still in the darkness of sin and perdition. O Lord our God, help Thy people, that we will all be ready for the Lord's return again. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.